Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know what, what I did notice is that we wondered, what is Myles Garrett going to do after he went and showed all that anger the previous week before the bye?
The Patriots.
He sat. Stats. He sat all by himself. Yesterday, nary a concern from Myles. And you know what it kind of seems like? It seems like, all right, we're on a losing team, and this is what it's going to be like the rest of the year. Myles has understanding the rest of the season where this is going. Because he wasn't mad. He didn't blow up. I remember we were texting with staffers like, hey, get ready. We got to get that Myles stuff turned around yesterday.
So he's made it to the final stage of grief?
Yeah.
He's accepted.
He's like, I'm not getting traded. We went through the bye week. It's not getting better. And truth be told, like, I have to say that, you know, I don't know. Does it need to be a show stance that we've seen the end of Dylan Gabriel? Like, does anybody need to see anything else?
No, we're going
to
see him on Sunday.
But did you notice... I didn't hear anybody.
But you don't need to see him on Sunday.
Hell no, I didn't need to see him yesterday.
Yes, but that's the question.
I think it's
conclusion's been drawn.
And this is going to annoy some people that are probably on YouTube Live, but where is the sentiment? Like, if ever there was going to be this rush of the, hey, it's got to be Shador. You're not really seeing that. You're not really.
Because they know he ain't going to save this.
Because they know. They know it's not going to get better.
He ain't going to save this.
If they thought.
If anything, it's going to make him look worse.
If they thought it would provide a spark. Like, Myles, of all people, he's secure enough. He could have got on the podium yesterday. He's seen practice.
Well, I'm worried.
He knows. Nobody in that building is doing anything to get the word out that, hey, it's time to get to the next guy. They're not saying that because they know it's not going to get any better.
Shador would only make it be better because I'd be interested again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. There'd be energy because we'd be excited. Like, the tickets right now on one site, I said earlier it was 20. With fees on another site is down to 16.
Oh, well, let me
to
read
get
this.
In this week.
Let me read this to you. Sevi, Twitter reactions, social media reactions brought to you by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Sevi says to all of us, I have to go Sunday, shaking my head. Sister bought my dad birthday tickets, got 12 of us in the lower bowl and a party bus. She paid $150 a ticket, shaking my head. I told her to wait. Well, at least I got the party bus that we can go to.
See, okay, that'll be fun.
If the mayor hadn't shut down the fun on West 6th and our tailgate, I'd just invite Sevi and his whole family to the tailgate. Listen. We can have some fun before the game.
Yeah, but we don't even have the Cokes, tailgate.
And we struck a deal.
not a deal for our new tailgate.
Will he have some Cokes with me and can we strike a deal?
We had two Cokes and we struck a deal.
What does he want? What is he like other than Coca-Cola? Can we get him? I'll have any other beverage with you as well. I'll have the Coke
with you.
Well,
they've got RC over there.
Can we strike a deal?
Here's the thing. They'll have fun. They'll have fun in that party bus because there will be games on. Remember, this is a 425. So they'll be able to watch real football and some of the other games.
No, they won't.
They'll
be on a party bus. Does the party bus have TV?
Yeah, they all.
Oh, it does?
It's 2025.
You'll have it on your phones. Whatever. You'll be able to watch something and have some fun.
Anything on a party bus.
You'll remember the party bus.
Getting started.
That you'll remember.
Will you?
But to your point, You're right about
it. You do it right, you're not going to remember that much.
If they made the move.
And if you do it right, you'll do exactly what Ken said.
Make it forgettable.
If they made the move to Shador this week, that those ticket prices would go from 18 to a lot more. They would grow exponentially, right?
Yeah, they should.
They would. Absolutely they would. But just getting back to my main point, like, I'm not hearing from anybody that they would expect anything to be different with Shador. Because they've been at practice. They know what the offense is. They know the guys coaching the offense, the play callers. None of it matters.
How much better would it be? Like, I want to illustrate a point here. How much better would it be? And we have Lima Legs coming up at 7:45. How much better would it be if, like, Patrick Mahomes was on this offense? Or Josh Allen? I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
How much better?
Take two elite quarterbacks, put either one of them in this offense. How much better
would they be? It would obviously be better.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because it can't just be only a Dylan Gabriel thing, is it? Maybe it's a lot of just a Dylan Gabriel thing.
I think they'd be significantly better with any one of those quarterbacks, right? Look at, who were Josh Allen's receivers over his career, right? He had Stephon Diggs. That's the only guy.
Davis is all right.
Yeah, but who's Gabe Davis without Josh Allen?
He's got good tight ends, though.
Yeah, but and of course, and they'd be in the playoff hunt because Patrick Mahomes is all-time special.
They would do the little things that help you win games.
Yes, and he's a threat on every third down. They're no threat right now. There's zero threat whatsoever. And the thing is, it's not like Dylan Gabriel or one of the best of all time. It's Dylan Gabriel or the fifth round draft pick that hasn't started a game yet in the league.
I'm sorry. You're right. And I want to see Shador, but I'm also, I think that it's so broken. It's not, he's not going to make it fit. He's not going to fix it.
I think even Shador fans,
he's going to be in a worse spot at the end of it.
Even Shador fans, if you're being honest, you don't want him starting this week. You want him starting the following week.
Why?
Against the Raiders. Because you know he's not going to play well against Baltimore in his first game. He's not. Nobody thinks he is.
Fair enough.
The Shador homers who think he's magical and think he is, they deify him as some guy that everybody's sleeping on and the Browns are sabotaging. Even they are like, well, this is not a good spot for our guy. Come on, be honest.
It's not a good spot for him.
Well, there's probably no great spot.
I'm being honest with you.
You got three other quarterback options. Is he your best option? Besides Dylan. There are three other quarterback options currently tied to this team.
Well, two of them I really don't want to see out there. One I really don't want to see out there. The other one I don't want to see out there. The other one I'd like to see out there, but I got
to
agree with
Lyman.
I got to agree with Lyman. Probably not this week.
I didn't ask you who you wanted to see. Who's your best option?
Was Albert Breer right at the beginning of the year when he's like, oh, Deshaun Watson's your most talented quarterback? And he was scoffed at.
It's still Joe on the team. If we're talking about talent.
There's so many layers to peel on this, right? We're talking about, they traded away Joe Flacco and now it's Dylan Gabriel. Well, the other thing that we don't even talk about anymore is that they brought Kenny Pickett in to be the starter.
Yeah.
He didn't even make it through the preseason.
No. Go to the phone.
So it's the third option that they're already at quarterback this year.
And you had Tyler Huntley who did win a game.
Yes.
Leo in Strongsville. Hello, Leo.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
We've been better.
Yeah, me too. So I worked night shift and I woke up and I was upset. I was like, my wife didn't wake me up. And I caught the last couple minutes of the game. And I'm glad she didn't wake me up because I saw the offsides at the end and I was just like, yeah, typical Browns. And I watched the highlights. I saw the punt return and the kickoff return. And I was like, I'm done. I was like, if they don't put Sanders in, spark this offense, and I think even this week, because we always play the Ravens well, they need to put him in. Or it's over. I think the season's down the tubes in the first place. Put the kid in. Let's see what he's got because I'm tired of watching little Dylan run around and he can't throw. He's not running. He can't make throws. I'm sorry. He's not a starting NFL quarterback.
Mm-mm.
Put Sanders in. The kid's going to spark the offense. And I think we can beat the Ravens this week. I disagree with you guys. That's it.
All right, Leo. Thank you very much for the call. Tone?
Are we even sure that Dylan Gabriel's a backup? Everybody just said, well, he's going to be a fine backup for looks like a guy who's going to be out of the league.
So the problem with that is he's been labeled a career backup, and Ken, you call him a career backup. Mm-hmm. But when
people
it comes
to take
out,
that as a mean thing, now they don't believe
well,
me.
Well, it sounds like you're saying he's going to have a 10-year, he's going to have a Colt McCoy career where he's bouncing around the league and helping teams out. He might have a career backup in the sense that the only thing he can do in his career is be a backup, and the career is only 3 seasons.
Maybe that's possible. Maybe that's it. Maybe I was overvaluing him by the time it's all said and done. But I think what's happening here, this is why I call him a career backup, because when you have a backup in, they might have a hot hand. Like, do I think this is what's going to happen with Jacoby Brissett in Arizona? More than likely. Like, when you put a backup in, they're good for a few games, and then they start to get figured out. And the terminal mistakes that they make that they can't really get over, they just rear their ugly head. Because good defenses, you're eventually going to run into a good defense that's going to be able to exacerbate those problems. That's what's going on with Dylan Gabriel. Now he's just terrified to be out there. So you had the situation against Minnesota. I mean, let me go down it real quick. In fairness to Dylan Gabriel here, don't tell me I never tried to be fair. In fairness to him, the game against Minnesota, okay, I didn't write hope after that game. Some of you did. That was nuts. But in the Vikings game, was that or was that not his best performance? Because they hadn't seen him, so it was. And then you have the Pittsburgh game, which was not good. You have the Miami game, he didn't need to be good, and the defense just went out there and won it. See, in his usual career, you're hoping your starter is coming back by now. That's what you're hoping. That's how his career is going to go. Because there it's like, all right, we got away with one. Miami's terrible. Our defense was able to get to Tua Tagovailoa, and we won that football game. And then you got to go to New England. Okay, well, that defense isn't terrible. And that offense is obviously good. And that's a well-coached football team. And he was running for his life, and he was terrified. And then we wanted to hear, and I listened to Coach Lance. I totally agree. I totally saw his point. I could see his point. And by the end of it, I agreed with him. It's like, okay, maybe you want to see him how he responds to bad football. Some guys have 2 weeks to stew about something, and then they go out, they play better. Except he can't do that because he's a career backup. So he goes out there and he plays worse. Because there was plenty of times where he just ran himself into problems yesterday. And I know all you guys are taking your screenshots and putting all your screenshots out there. Every single one of you are right to do it. Enjoy the retweets and likes. Because you're all right to do it. He's not looking down the field. You could say he can't look down the field. I thought they tried to move the pocket a little bit. They started him out from gun. He didn't take five-step drops from shotgun. That's one of the differences I think that Tommy Rees actually tried to do. A lot of shotgun in that football game. And they tried to give him some more space to see the field.
In drive two, when they scored, they did that. Yeah. When else did they do that?
Oh, no, I wrote
in
it down
the scripted
bunch.
Drive. No. Who scripted the drive, Ken? I know one guy who really scripts drives well that didn't call plays yesterday.
No.
Were those Tommy Rees's scripted drives or not?
No. I go back. There was a lot of gun here from later on in the game.
No, I'm talking about moving the pocket.
Oh, I thought you meant gun.
Moving the pocket. That's the only way that he can see downfield.
I thought they tried to move the pocket. He just ran himself into problems because he was terrified. When the Malachi Corley pass where I lost my mind, they moved and he just threw it 8 feet over his head. Because he ain't that good. And he's hurrying passes because he knows he's got a very short time to throw. And so he hurries passes. He doesn't stand in there. He doesn't deliver. And then the only redeeming quality it has is he taps himself on the chest and goes, my fault. Yeah, man, we know. We got it. We know it's your fault. But it's not your fault that you were drafted. It's not your fault that you were started this soon. It's not your fault for a lot of the other things. But yeah, those passes, those terrible passes are your fault. Well, he completed one to Harold Fannin. Okay, there was one nice pass to Harold Fannin. The touchdown pass from Jerry Jeudy. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm being dead ass
serious. I was
going
to ask about it.
I was shocked that Jerry Jeudy caught that ball. That ball went up, and I was expecting the worst. I was hoping for an incompletion. That ball went up, and it stayed up there forever. As Siciliano described it in New England, it was a hot air balloon ball.
It really was.
And it's that like thing came down in his hands, and I was shocked.
It was like a Hail Mary. It. That thing was suspended in animation.
And Jeudy had to come back to it.
Oh, of course he did.
That was
of course he did.
We're assigning percentage of you know, who made that play, Jerry Judy's like 85-90% that play.
Ed and Steve Sable didn't slow down film to keep a ball up in the air that long. That's how long that damn ball was. That damn ball.
The floating Zeppelin.
Unbelievable.
And I told you before the show, I said.
And it just kept going.
I asked Owen, I said, have you ever, we're on the phone. I go, guys, have you ever played the game golf on the NES, the original? And every time they hit a drive, it's,
just kept going.
That's it. That's what that was.
You should have brought your slide whistles.
And when people say, well, you're going to tear down his touchdown, I haven't looked at the internet yet. When people say, well, you're going to tear down his touchdown passes, yeah, because they're in evaluation mode. So, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Guys, that sucked. That was not a good pass. We can be honest. Yeah. Come on.
I'm being honest. I don't disagree with you. I'm not fighting you on it. I'm not fighting you on it. No, Shador ain't going to throw a pass like that. Record that, because in case he does later on.
He does not throw like that.
I'm just saying it can't be that bad. But
and that's the good. That's on the good tape this week.
So they're going to start him.
That's the good tape.
And they're going to start. They're going to start Dylan Gabriel on Sunday, and I expect more of the same. Because if the Jets are bringing you to justice,
you got to get the ones out of bounds too. Those are good.
The Jets are bringing you to justice. I imagine the Ravens will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Again, here's the lowdown for today. Scott Petrak joins us at 11 o'clock from the Chronicle-Telegram. Tyvus Powell from the Browns Radio Network, former NFL DB, coming up at noon. And Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock, as the Browns get smoked by the Jets. I know it's only a 7-point loss. You don't lose to the Jets. Sorry. You don't do that. You don't do that. They traded their two best defensive players. You don't do that.
You just can't. I'm just mind-boggling. I'm having trouble comprehending what the game plan here is and what you do moving forward. And I think a lot of fans are sitting here saying, I want someone fired today. I want someone fired today. Super easy to say that.
Sure is.
Super easy. And it's like, But I don't know what's worse. Would you rather have someone get fired today or live in limbo for the rest of the season? Because that's what it feels like. And or you're in limbo wondering, oh, well, do they have a chance to save their job? Is this guy going to have a chance to save his job? I saw Kevin's frustration at the end of the game, too, with the offside call. Yeah, and I was like, all right, Kevin knew exactly. Kevin said what we said, right? We all knew it.
Like, how I mean, you in really the world?
Want,
did...
you want honesty, you're going to get honesty. And then yep. I give Miles credit. He stuck up for him. He's like, hey, it's still my guy. It's like, he made a mistake at the end of the game. That's not why. If we all would have played a perfect game. Well, Miles credit. Like, yeah. Miles sounded
down,
like.
They were down 7 at the time. So yeah. it's not as if the Browns had the lead and the penalty led to a field goal.
Right.
I mean, you were hoping to get the ball back and see what the team could do.
Yeah.
But and then there was the Devin Bush penalty right before that.
Yeah,
I mean, there were two mistakes there.
I'm trying to find little victories and things. And like, I thought Miles sounded like a captain yesterday after the game, and sounded like a leader after the game. But still, I mean, you're 2-7. I mean, hopefully he'll still be here and everything will move forward with him and the good pieces of the defense. But man, I feel like I just crushed a beer can against my head after watching the
game. How'd that go?
Not good. Not good.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. Let's go to Jeff in Cleveland to get things started. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Just want to tell you guys, number one, I do love the show.
Thank you.
I do not agree with everything you guys say every day, but I wouldn't know what to do in my mornings without you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. Number two, I just want to give you guys a what if. And hear me out.
Okay.
What if the Cleveland Browns saw Shedeur Sanders and decided, we're not going to let him play. We're not going to let him throw to the first team or anybody on the squad because we believe that if we do that, they're going to want him to play and we're going to ruin the kid. So they're saying, we're going to keep him and we're going to use him next year as our starting quarterback and draft a tackle and offensive players like wide receiver or something. Because even if you do have a good quarterback here, he's going to need protection and some help to catch the ball.
True.
And the last thing I want to say is that if they start the season with just Deshaun Watson and Shedeur Sanders, it sounds crazy, but Shedeur Sanders can be the backup to Deshaun because Deshaun's got about 4 weeks to prove that he's either really, really bad and we can trade him. I mean, or we can bench him, or he's really, really good and we can trade him for more pieces. Because I believe the Browns believe Shedeur Sanders is their QB of the future, and they don't want to put him out there because the Mary Kay Cabbage and the Dale Riders are going to say, why is he not playing right now? He's the best. He's better. We don't need that because our team is garbage as it is right now. We don't have the protection for him.
Yeah, I don't know that. All right. I'm not going to speak for Daryl or Mary Kay, but I mean, Mary Kay has said nothing but good things about Shedeur and talked about his arm strength, right? Talks about him in a positive light. She asks questions all the time about when is he going to play, where is he?
Sure.
And Daryl, I mean, I'm not saying Daryl doesn't, I mean, I do a show all the time with him, and it's not that he's jumping out and saying Shedeur should be the starter. What he is saying is Gabriel is not the guy. Yeah, and he has said that since day one. So, I don't know. Ask those guys.
Yeah. Charles is in Pennsylvania. Hello, Charles.
What's up? All right. So, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I'm going to throw you guys a bone here. Okay. I got some good source, okay? And I asked the source if I can, you know, at least try to calm this down, you know, this situation that's going on with the Browns. And, they're not getting rid of Kevin Stefanski. The organization knows that the offensive line is the go-to. So what they got planned going on here is that he hasn't lost the locker room. Kevin Stefanski has not lost the locker room whatsoever.
Okay.
Did
someone say he lost locker room?
I've not seen this team ever phone it in for him.
Yeah, no, they play hard for him. I mean, I get it.
I'm not necessarily blaming you guys.
Oh.
That's just what's been said, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you, Charles. No one has said, I haven't heard anybody say he's lost the locker room.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you must be hearing from different people. I've not heard that he's lost the locker
room. Right, you know, okay. But so at the end of the day, their plan, and this is a good source, all right. I'm not gonna be doing anything to, you know, hurt you guys.
We hear you.
Fans. I'm trying to throw you guys a bone.
Sure.
But Shedeur is the go-to. Okay, they're not putting him in because everyone knows the situation with the offensive line, okay? This is a little bit of a, like a smoke screen, what's going on right now, okay? The plan is for the new stadium that's coming up, okay? They're gonna revamp that offensive line,
okay?
They're going to do what they can and what they can do. Watson is going to be he's not going to be with the Browns. He's going to be one of them chess plays where they're going to use, you know, that's for them to figure out how what they can get for him. But Gabriel is going to be out of here next year. Shador is the go-to. They're not getting a quarterback in the draft. They're not doing that whatsoever. They're not going to go through the headache again and getting a starting QB franchise, so-called QB, and have this mess go on again for another 2 years, Shador and his new rookie. So that's the plan, and that's the reason why Kevin Stefanski has not been fired yet. And you see how calm he is. He does not like throwing people underneath the bus.
So that's
especially
true.
His players.
Right.
So I just want to let you guys know I just threw a bone to Cleveland.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
Chew on it a little bit, okay?
All right.
And it makes sense.
All right. Thanks, Charles. I'm not.
Got a bone. I've not seen this team not play hard.
I haven't either. I don't think Kevin's
I've seen
lost
it not
locker.
Play well.
I Kevin doesn't throw any of his players under the bus, no. ever. I mean, we hear things all the time that Kevin will never throw. But we don't throw reckless speculation out there, not to take over for another show here. But, I mean, I'm just not buying it.
Victor is in Scottsdale, Arizona. What's up, Victor?
Hey, Victor.
Hey, real simple. I just there's something upstairs that's fractured in that front office. I mean, you got DePodesta, who's one of the top three, who lives and dies with the analytics.
And Victor, you know he left the team already, right? You know he's with the Colorado Rockies.
That's my point.
Oh, okay.
There's a reason why he left. I mean, he's not getting his analytics through to these people that are out there. There's no way Gabriel with analytics is the quarterback of this team. And I think he got fed up because he's not getting his say in there. And there's enough people that are forcing their positions on letting Sanders play or not play. And the whole situation upstairs is all messed up because there's nobody that we can go through and see a direction. Any other team would have fired the Petron immediately this morning. Any other team. And it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong.
The Raiders did.
You have to make changes.
Raiders fired their special teams coach after the Thursday night game.
Yeah.
That's it. You just move on. You get somebody else in there. You know, and as far as Stefanski goes, he doesn't care. He'll go along with whatever they're saying upstairs because he has no choice. But yet the day he's gone from here, he doubles his salary. So it's like it doesn't matter. And I'll tell you another thing with Garrett. You get $40 million, you'll bark like a dog if they tell you to.
All right, Victor.
He's not that guy.
No, he's not.
No, and I've watched and if you listen to him, and Garrett's not doing that. That's not Miles Garrett. That's like wrong. Just wrong. That's not right. All right, 2 for 2, Jeff. Let's keep going. We're
Dave,
on a roll.
Let's go to Dave in Cleveland. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing? I just want to say, P.J. Walker had a completion percentage of 57.8% when he played his 4 games with the Browns. Dylan Gabriel's completion percentage is 53. P.J. Walker had, if you all look at the stats, P.J. Walker was pretty much better than Dylan Gabriel is now. Dylan Gabriel is not a starting quarterback. I don't understand why Shador is not even being given a chance. You got to play him this year eventually. If not, we'd be in this exact same predicament next year. This dude is pretty much P.J. Walker. That's all I got to say.
All right, Dave.
That is the first P.J. Walker comparison I've ever heard in my life.
I truly believe, folks, if they thought Shador was more ready to play at the NFL level and would do a better job right now, keywords are right now, he would be playing.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. And, again, keep in mind, you do not draft quarterbacks in the third and fifth round and think you have landed your franchise quarterback. You may have. You may be fortunate. You may be lucky. But if you draft a guy in the third and then draft a guy in the fifth and think, yep, we've taken care of the problem, you're delusional. If they were looking to win games and give the team the best chance to win and perform on offense, you would have kept Kenny Pickett and you would have kept Joe Flacco.
Yes.
I mean, it's real simple. It's real simple. They traded out of number two, picked up another first rounder for next year. I mean, we can all connect the dots, can we not? You picked up two picks in what's supposed to be a better quarterback draft and then traded the two veteran quarterbacks who probably, in theory, I think, would give you a better chance to win than a guy drafted in the third and a guy drafted in the fifth. It's pretty simple, folks. Brian's in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs.
Hi, how are you guys doing today?
Good.
Hey, Brian.
You're the first time I've ever called. It's the first time I've ever called this station.
Well, thanks.
I call 98.5 in Massachusetts because I'm born in, well, not born, but I'm born here, graduated from Stowe, but moved to Massachusetts and lived there a majority of my last couple of years and just finally came back here.
Okay.
I have a youth Browns football team in Massachusetts.
Okay.
It's still there today. I have a 12-year-old son that has started following football roughly about when Brady was tailing off. And so he got to jump in with Baker, and he became a Browns fan. So he enjoyed a little bit of winning. And now fast forward to today. You know, I load him up with Jeremiah Smith jerseys, everything. He's just a diehard Cleveland fan in Massachusetts. And it's unbelievable that my poor kid, you know, he went last week. My ex-brother-in-law took him to the game. He dressed in his Brown stuff. He got humiliated at that performance. And then you can't even beat the Jets. And it's hard to even hold on to a fan. I mean, it's hard to create a new generation of fans.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We talk about it all the time. I'm a little confused on the Jeremiah Smith.
Hang in, Brian.
I mean, you're a Buckeye fan then, too, is what you're trying to say.
Apparently so.
Okay, I was a little.
Apparently so.
I was with him. I got it. I understood it. And then
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But you said something that I think is true, which is talking about the team and laying down and giving up. And I think what frustrates me about that is you don't have to do that if you're Kevin Stefanski or that locker room. That is a choice, right? And I can understand if after 5.5 years, Kevin Stefanski is ready to go back and be an OC somewhere and ready for a clean slate. I really can. But you don't have to make the active choice to lose in real time and to lay down, because to me, giving up is a choice in this scenario, and it's the wrong choice, and it's the only choice that ends with an absolute and total clean house. And I'm not even just talking about coaches and leadership. I'm talking about that locker room as well.
Oh, listen, Nick, I've tried to give him the benefit of the doubt the entire time, and I really have. Any game we've gone into, I thought they had a lot more talent than some of these other teams, definitely a lot more talent than what the Jets have. But until they start winning games or showing me that they can, how else am I supposed to look at what's going on? I had 3 wins last year where we thought they were trying. Turns out, joke's on us. Two wins this year in a season that looks like, again, every stretch of the way, you could be like, oh, they're trying here, they're trying there. But they just find these ridiculous ways to lose these games where even if you look at the box score, it looks like they're outplaying these teams by a bunch. But when you watch them, you know it's not true. And so I'm done believing that this team is trying. I'm done believing that this team is giving it their all and Stefanski's dialed in and all this other nonsense. If anything, they had a 2-year plan to try to get as many draft picks as they can and as high a draft picks as they can. And they're executing it flawlessly, because until they show me otherwise, what else am I supposed to believe?
Yeah. But see, I think this is where, like, today, the obvious thing is somebody loses their job. It is. You cannot go. And this is not just like, it's not just NFL hackery. The Lions are one of the best teams in football, and Dan Campbell didn't think his offensive coordinator was doing a good enough job setting up the offense, so he took over play calling roles. That is an act of, hey, we're winning games, but I think in the end this is going to cost us some games. I'm going to get out ahead of this before it happens.
Here's the difference, though. The Lions are trying to win games here, right? If Stefanski thinks Bubba Ventrone is actually helping out the big picture cause of losing games, why would he fire that?
Well, but I think this is where I think you and I are going to meet right in the middle. This comes back to accountability. If you let these guys continue on in their roles, you're co-signing it. You are giving up. And that is just, to me, that is the most disappointing thing for Kevin Stefanski, that he could just sit here and either think we're going to just continue on and we're going to win the way we're doing things right now, that something's going to change, when I think we all know. Like, and again, I don't wish ill on anybody that made the mistake yesterday. It is about if you continue, you either coach it or allow it.
Right.
And for too long under these guys, they've continued to allow it. This is time to put your damn foot down. And he's not. Okay, and I think that's a needless tragedy for Kevin Stefanski's coaching career.
Okay, but that even goes down to what they're doing with Dylan Gabriel. Why is he still playing? There's no reason for Dylan Gabriel to still be playing. And if you're going to tell me Shador's not ready, I'll tell you all the different ways that Dylan Gabriel wasn't ready, and you put him out there in the 5th week and you let him go ahead and try anyway. Like it's stuff like that. Like, if you're trying to convince me that they're actually trying to win these games, then why is Dylan going out there? Why are they not making any actual moves that would suggest that they're trying to win any? I think they're pulling off really what turns out to be a 2-year tank, and just disguised as something other than a 2-year tank.
Well, here's the thing. I think they're just bad. I think they're a poorly run organization.
That's the other side of it. They might just be a bunch of idiots and not know what the hell they're doing. That's on the table, by the way.
I don't think they're idiots, but I do think they are.
Doing with Dylan is definitely idiotic compared to Shador.
Am I allowed to say egotistical, or are we going to get a tongue lashing by another show?
That might be another 3 days worth of conversations.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to help anybody out with a good conversation. Now, mind you, I won't call for Kevin Stefanski's job, because I got to know every coach in the NFL's 5-year plan before saying that what we saw yesterday wasn't acceptable. But no, I mean, I think they are so beholden to their process that they're blinded from reality. And I think that,
but even that sounds like a convenient excuse. Like, you might be right, but it sounds like a convenient excuse. There's two ways of looking at it. Either that way right there, which again, might be right, we don't know, or the other way. They're really really good at pulling off the idea that they're trying while actually not trying to win any of these games.
I don't think they're good actors. All right. Now, that being said, but specific to the Dylan Gabriel thing, you cannot convince me that playing Dylan Gabriel, and it wasn't even just playing Dylan Gabriel. It was seconds after watching Dylan Gabriel have another effort with 2 weeks to get ready.
Right, coming out of the bye.
Against a defense that until yesterday stunk. You cannot tell me that Kevin Stefanski in the post game saying, I'm sticking with Dylan. You cannot tell me that's not his act of vigilance for whatever he feels like is going on in Cleveland.
Well, what that is it didn't matter what happened to Dylan yesterday. They have a plan with Dylan Gabriel, and they're going to try to execute this plan. And I don't know what that plan is, but it didn't matter what he did on the field yesterday. He was going to be the starter for next week as well.
I think we have to stop saying they. Because I think one guy's got a plan, and I think another guy's got a plan.
Okay, wait. So who's got what plan? Is it Stefanski's plan for Dylan? Is it Andrew Berry's plan? What are you talking about?
I guarantee you there's no way Andrew Berry likes what he's seeing right now. There's one guy who is beholden to Dylan Gabriel in a way. Maybe it's Andrew Berry's because Andrew Berry just wants to support his head coach. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. There's no way that anybody but Kevin thinks what Dylan did yesterday or the first 5 games of this is in any way acceptable. Kevin is using Dylan. It's Baker Mayfield planting the flag at the 50-yard line of the Buckeyes
Stadium. Is he trying to get fired? Is that what he's trying to do here?
It's basically giving yourself the old honk honk in somebody's face and saying, this, let's see what you're going to do about it. That's. I gave you two different Baker Mayfields there. I was mixing my Baker Mayfield
metaphors.
That was
the Kansas game.
I like that you gave yourself a little adjustment there.
Well, you know what's funny is that that was the game.
You can't fake adjustments.
That was the game that John Dorsey has always been on the record of saying convinced him to take Baker Mayfield. Mm. He saw that one in person and was like, that's my guy. That was the game. The crotch grab heard around the world.
But no, you cannot convince me that in his heart of hearts, Stefanski, that this is anything other than Stefanski making a case. This is then making his case of, if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging with Dylan Gabriel because I don't want to play anybody but Dylan Gabriel.
So that sounds to me like stubborn, I would say.
Yes.
And also sounds a little egotistical for the people keeping score at home.
You can't say that.
For your bingo sheet.
He's many things, but he's not egotistical.
For your bingo sheet, sounds a little egotistical if that's the actual plan that he's playing out here.
He might be a bad head coach, but he's not. He might be a simp, but he is not egotistical. How dare you?
I don't know about simp. But in this instance,
there's a chair that he sits in.
I don't know about that.
In the corner of the room.
Still don't know about that.
But he's not egotistical.
But in this instance, he checks off the box of bad coach and egotistical if this is the route that he's going to go. I don't get it. Why would you continue to throw Dylan out? Nothing's happening with Dylan Gabriel. Happening with Dylan Gabriel.
No, it is. We're watching.
Like, Shador could
actually
save him.
We're watching Mighty Mouse get his ass kicked every weekend.
Mighty Mouse. Shador could actually save him in some sense. And he just refuses to do any of this. And Dylan's out there. He's going to be out there next week. I don't even know what cartoon noises you're making right now. Are you playing him. Mighty Mouse as Dylan Gabriel?
I have a lower voice. Yeah. So I can't do a lot of the high pitchy stuff. So I'm just imagining how Dylan sounds when he gets there.
It does.
The
first one sounded like a dead mouse.
Yeah, well, they keep putting him out there to get his ass beat like last. Also, just so the Browns know, you can't run outside the tackles. I don't know if anybody's told them that. I know the forward pass has pretty much been banned by the Cleveland Browns since they put Dylan Gabriel in there. He actually did make a couple passes beyond the sticks.
His ADOT was about 6.5.
Woo!
Means he's up.
Doggy.
He's up about a yard and a half.
That's about average.
No, that's about 24%. That's still below average.
The spirit's been crushed again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.